Welcome in, everybody who's coming in. Welcome in. Just waiting on my co-host to get in. What'd you guys think of the football this weekend? Had a lot of good games this weekend, y'all. Appreciate the likes. Waiting on my co-host. Is there any questions you guys got for me while I while we're waiting on Ozzy to get in here? We got a lot of good stuff to cover today, guys. We're going to go over the past scores of this past weekend. Games that are coming up. I've got the passing, rushing, and receiving leaders from last week. I have the money lines for this week. So, whatever you guys want to know, I've got you covered. Hey, Bills Mafia in the house. Hey, that's what's up. Appreciate you stopping in, 716 Bills Mafia. What's everybody's favorite teams while I'm waiting on Ozzy, man? Y'all drop y'all's team in the chat. There's a lot of good games this weekend, y'all. As soon as my co-host gets here, then we'll start. What up, Taz? What up? Appreciate everybody who's coming in. Everybody who's sharing the live. We already got 6 shares. Appreciate that. Living in Hamlin, yes. Yes, ma'am. And so that's, well, I'm trying to look at where the house is. Well, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start. Since we had some scores from this weekend, y'all. Buffalo, Miami, 34-31 was a pretty close game. I think Buffalo, almost got exposed in that game. I don't know exactly if emotions were running high, what was going on, but Buffalo definitely has to shake those jitters off this coming week. San Francisco straight up demolished Seattle, 41-23. It really wasn't even a contest with that game. I mean, if we look at the way it was from start to finish, it was all San Francisco. Then we can talk about the Saturday night game that was crazy. The Jacksonville Jaguars coming back from a 27-7 deficit to win that game 31-30. How crazy was that, y'all? Like, it was one of the most craziest games I've ever seen. A lot of bad officiating in that game. But I really think that the better team prevailed. The Chargers got exposed. I don't think they would have made it any farther than the wild card anyways, because they wouldn't have made it past this next round. Then we can go to Giants and the Vikings. I told everybody that the Giants were going to upset Minnesota, and what happened? Danny Dimes came out on fire. Matter of fact, he was fifth in passing yards. He was third in rushing yards for leading. Danny Dimes was just on fire. Then you got the Cincinnati-Baltimore game. Cincinnati, with a lucky turnover there at the end of the game, pulls that game out over Baltimore. We knew it was going to be a black and blue tough battle game. 24-17. It was a really good, really good game all around. Then the Monday night game to end it all. From start to finish, Dallas just completely demolished the GOAT in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They executed on all three phases of the game. Dak Prescott, what more can I say? If he had any doubters, he proved them wrong last night, for sure. We'll get into passing yards for this week. Who led? Josh Allen was number one with 352 yards and 3 touchdowns. Tom Brady was in number two with 351 yards and 2 touchdowns. Three, Brock Purdy, 332 yards, 3 touchdowns. Four, Dak Prescott, 303 yards, 4 touchdowns. And coming in at number five, Daniel Jones from the New York Giants with 301 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rushing yard leaders for this week. Number one, this should be no surprise, Christian McCaffrey, 15 attempts, 119 yards. Number two, Travis Etienne from Jacksonville, 20 attempts, 109 yards. Number three, Daniel Jones, 17 attempts, 78 yards. Of course, number four, Tony Pollard coming in. He had a pretty good game, 15 attempts, 77 yards. And number five from the Seattle Seahawks, Kenneth Walker III, 15 attempts, 63 yards. Receiving-wise, we had DK Metcalf for the Seattle Seahawks leading in receiving this week with 10 receptions, 136 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Debo Samuel was number two with 6 receptions, 133 yards, a touchdown. Three, TJ Hockenson, the tight end out of Minnesota, 10 receptions, 129 yards. And number four and number five were held by the Buffalo Bills. Coming in at number four, Stephon Diggs, 7 receptions, 114 yards. Coming in at number five, Greg Davis, 6 receptions, 113 yards, 1 touchdown. This should be no surprise to anybody. These guys are really, really good guys. We can go ahead and get into Saturday's games. Saturday, you got the AFC game at 4:30 Eastern Time, 3:30 Central. You're going to have the Jags versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I got the over-under right here. The money line for Jacksonville is plus 333. The Kansas City is under 450. The point spread, Jacksonville is plus 85. Of course, KC is going to be negative 8.5. Over-under, of course, is going to be 50 over for 53 for Jacksonville. The under for Kansas City, 53. The New York Giants money line is going to be plus 260. Philly will be under 350. The point spread will be plus 75, plus 7.5. For the Giants, Philly will have under 7.5. The point spread will be the over. Will be, if you're going to bet the over, bet on the Giants, it'll be 48. The under will be Philly with 48. Cincy plus 180 on the money line. Buffalo will be negative 225 on the money line. Point spread, it's going to be plus 4.5 for Cincinnati. Buffalo will have negative 4.5. Over will definitely go to Cincinnati. It'll be 48. Buffalo will be the under at 48. Then we get into the last game, the Dallas-San Francisco game. The money line is Dallas plus 150. San Francisco is negative 185. The point spread per game is 3.5 for Dallas. It's negative 3.5 for San Francisco. The over is 46.5 for Dallas. The under is San Francisco 46.5. Keep in mind, keep those numbers in mind, guys. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my picks for this week. Jacksonville and Kansas City. I'm going to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars to upset the Kansas City Chiefs. People are going to say that I'm crazy for picking that, making that pick, but I think Jacksonville is on a roll right now. I think they catch Kansas City slipping, and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the NFC game for that Saturday night at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central Time will be the Giants versus the Eagles. I'm going to pick the Giants over the Eagles in this game. The Giants have all tons of momentum. I like the Eagles. The Eagles are a really, really good team, but I feel like the Giants are going to beat them in this game. Then we go to the Sunday's games. The AFC games at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central. Cincinnati and Buffalo. I'm going to pick Cincinnati in this game. Cincinnati, I think, is going to beat Buffalo. They would have beat Buffalo last time, had that tragic events of the DeMar Hamlin thing not happen. They were already on their way to probably routing Buffalo, it looked like. I think Cincinnati definitely wins that game. The NFC game at 5:30 Eastern Time, 4:30 Central, will be Dallas versus San Francisco. This is a big, big rivalry matchup. Everybody knows from the 80s all the way to the 90s. It's good to see them renewing this rivalry right now, especially in the this divisional round now. My pick for that game is I am going to pick the San Francisco 49ers in that game. And there you go, guys. There are my picks. If you guys have any questions for me, drop them down right now. And please let me, and I'll read them off and I'll try to answer them as quick as possible. Okay. Hey, what's up, Rod? We're just going over the games right now. Like I said, Kansas City and Jacksonville, that game is that's a toss-up game. I'm going to pick Jacksonville in this game just because I think that Jacksonville has the momentum right now. Kansas City is a complete team. I like Kansas City, but I'm going to pick Jacksonville in this game. Hey, what's up, Rod? I'm going to pick the Giants, like I said, versus the Eagles. I am picking the Brian Daboll-led New York Giants over the Philadelphia Eagles. People are going to call me crazy for that, but I'm telling you, those New York Giants are a team to watch out for in the playoffs. I'm going to go over that again. Cincinnati and Buffalo. I'm going to take Cincinnati in this game. You could say he's not going to outperform him all you want to. The proof is it's going to be tough for Dallas. This is not that Tampa Bay team that was an easy win for them Monday night. Here's my co-host right here.
Yeah.
What up?
What's good? How many picks you got in so far?
Well, I went over the money lines, and I went over the scores from last week. I went over, like, what were the passing yards and everything. So the two games on Saturday are Jacksonville and Kansas City and the Giants versus the Eagles. Who do you think is going to win those games?
It's going to be a good match. I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home.
I picked the Jags, just because I feel like an upset could happen, you know, with everything that's going on. What about the Giants and the Eagles?
Is Hurt playing?
I think so.
With Hurt on the field, I gotta take Philly at home.
I'm gonna take the Giants.
Ooh. Okay.
Hey, I feel like Man, that Giants team right now, I'm telling people, they're a scary team to play. There's somebody in the comments that said that there's no way that Brock Purdy will outperform Dak Prescott. I'm taking San Francisco in that game over Dallas.
You already know I'm taking San Francisco, too.
What about the Cincinnati-Buffalo game?
I'm taking the Bengals.
That's who I'm taking, too. I feel like they would have beat them on that Monday night had those tragic events, like I said, with DeMar Hamlin not happen. They would have beaten them anyways. I think they were going to route them in that game had that not happened because they were already up by, almost two touchdowns. I was telling them the money lines. I was going over the money lines in all the games. Like the money line for the Jacksonville-Kansas City game is plus 333 for Jacksonville, and it's negative 450 for Kansas City. I'm kind of surprised at that. The Giants and Philly game, the Giants are plus 260, and the Philly is negative 350 for the money line. I'm really, surprised at these.
What's the spread?
The point spread for the Jacksonville-Kansas City game is they've got Jacksonville at plus 8.5 and Kansas City at under 8.5. The Giants is plus 7.5 for the Giants, and Philly is under 7.5. So they're expecting these to be pretty close games all week. The Cincinnati-Buffalo point spread is plus 4.5 for Cincy, under 4.5 for Buffalo. Dallas is plus 3.5, and San Francisco is under 3.5. Okay, go take it in there, okay? live TikTok, fellas. Dallas and San Francisco's point spread is plus 3.5 for Dallas and negative and under 3.5 for San Francisco. So they're going to all be close games is what the way they're predicting them.
Yeah.
The over under for the Dallas game is the big is almost is not the wide it's not the widest it's actually the lowest. They've got Dallas at over 46.5 with San Francisco.
Yeah, 49 is its famous.
Yeah, they got San Francisco at under 46.5. Cincy and Buffalo, Cincy's the over with 48, and Buffalo's the under with 48. So the Giants are at. It's the same. Basically, the Giants are the over 48. Philly's the under 48. And Jacksonville's game is they're the over in 53. And Kansas City's the under at 53. So it's going to be some real, you know what I mean, interesting matchups. Kind of want to see how it's going to play out. Tom Brady was still, he had a bad game, but he was still number two in passing yards for this week. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Well, you know why, right? Because a lot of those passing yards were in garbage time. They were already down, so he has to throw the ball. You know what I mean?
True.
Daniel Jones was number five in passing yards this week, and he was number three in rushing yards, the quarterback for the Giants.
How about that kicker, though? Missing four field goals.
I was looking at that to see if he was going to get I thought he was going to get cut today. Maher, I figured he would be cut. I don't know how he kept his job. I don't know if they're trying out kickers throughout the week or what. You know,
I think he only kept his job because they won.
But he definitely – I don't know. To me, that's what I was telling you during the game. When he kicked that second one, he looked like he was he looked like he was kind of favoring his leg a little bit, you know. And then, but if he was hurt, why wouldn't you tell your coach that you're hurt? Why would you try to kick two other kicks and you put your team in jeopardy of missing those? You know what I mean? That's crazy. Yeah.
But it's not like they were short.
No, he missed those wide. Those were not they weren't even close. That one was close that hit the crossbar at the end, the last one. But all the other ones were way off. I don't know how he missed those.
I told you when the fourth one, I'm like, he warmed up. He's getting closer. And yeah. You see that he hit the next one after that.
That's crazy. I can't even fathom you missed one. You know what I mean? One, two's a craziness, but four, that's crazy. like for anybody to miss that many. There's not really that many games. I didn't look to see if any of the NBA games this week, or anything that was going on tonight, the next 2 days for the NBA. I should have done that, so we would have had a little bit longer of a podcast.
There's games on right now. The Bucks are playing the Raptors.
Ooh, I'm gonna take
Raptors
I'm gonna
take is up 61-56, and the Spurs are playing the Nets. The Spurs are up 12-4.
Wow. See, I should have looked at that. I'm gonna start doing that, like because the games are getting shorter for football, you know. So what I'm gonna start doing is like keeping up, like with basketball, whatever's going on that Tuesday nights, and try to like go over those games too. You know what I mean? Hey, what up, K Dizzle? Yeah. That way, keeps our podcast a little bit like different, refreshed. So we'll start doing.
And then
We ain't
in the Trailblazers are playing the Nuggets at 9.
Ooh.
And then the 76ers are playing the Clippers at 10.
I think the Nuggets will beat them. I think the Nuggets will beat the Trailblazers.
Didn't the Trailblazers beat Dallas the other day? A couple days ago, they just beat Dallas.
They're a young team. They're really good. I went over the scores from last weekend. We talked about how crazy that Jacksonville game was to be down 27-7. And then to come back and win 31-30. Like, I saw today that they fired their quarterback's coach and their offensive coordinator, the Chargers. I really feel like their head coach used them as a scapegoat to keep his job. Like, he should have really been the one that got fired. You know what I mean? Because how do you do that? How do you give up a 27-7 lead? That the only thing I can compare that to is the Super Bowl with the Falcons and the Patriots. That's the only thing I can compare that to.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally controlling the whole game, and you decide instead of you completely abandon your game plan, like a passing, what you have going on, and you try to start running the ball. And I don't understand what they were thinking in that whole little situation. There were some bad calls in that game, and I saw that Bosa called out the officiating today because he got fined. You know, I don't know if you saw when he took his helmet off and he threw his helmet down.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
He got fined for that. Well, he said that from now on that he's going to petition that they have different officials, because he said that every time that they get those same officials, that they don't make the right calls. I don't know. I don't know how that works, how they put different officiating crews on different games, you know. I'm pretty
how
sure
that works. Remember, I even told you when it was that I was like, oh,
yeah.
We had them Saturday games, then we had them Sunday games, and I was like, it's going to be different officials, right? You think they rotate them?
Yeah.
That's probably.
Somebody told me that Dallas and Tampa Bay's officiating crew is the number one officiating crew. Like, that's team one or whatever. And that they will probably be the team that's officiating the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, maybe we should ask Rob that next time we catch
him. Yeah, next time I talk to him, I'm going to have to ask him that. He's been all one. But that's really all I've got tonight, Ozzy. I mean, it's really a short. This is the only thing about NFL. Once it starts getting this short to the season, you know what I mean? That's why I can't wait for like the USFL and the XFL to start up. Because once those two leagues start up, we'll have more.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Yeah. But I'm gonna get off here so I can go ahead and upload this to YouTube and everything else. This is our fifth episode. So we're celebrating our fifth. We're doing big things now. We appreciate everybody that's like rocking with us, man. Just keep rocking with us. It's only gonna get better and better. Sky's the limit. Austin was bananas, so that's why he couldn't be on here with us tonight. Otherwise, y'all would have heard all about the Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. And I'm banana on my other account. That's why I'm on this account.
Yeah, that's why Ozzy's on this account. We were watching some Royal Rumble earlier, and
we can't. That's so that's basically violence. So we can't stream that.
Hey, stop.
Yeah,
that's crazy though, because I used to stream like those pay per views. Like I streamed Elimination Chamber one time, like on my other account. Streamed Elimination Chamber, like the whole match, like the blood and everything. They never bananaed me. That's crazy.
I don't know, yo. That's what I think, because I was reading their guidelines.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, promote and, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even though it's fake, but like, I don't know. But, it don't matter. I get it back to 24.
We're going to be back in a week. We're going to get it back.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I cannot wait until this weekend so we can stream some of these games, man. I cannot wait. You guys will be live with all four of these games, so make sure that you guys tune in, man, to the channel, man. Make sure you guys, like I said, man, we appreciate everybody who's supporting. We had over 100 shares. We appreciate it. Thank you for all the likes, the gifts that you guys send us, man, throughout the lives, man. It's much appreciated. We don't ask for gifts. We just ask that you tap the screen and share the live. That's all we ask for. We're all for the positive vibes. And I really don't have anything else to say, Ozzy. How do you want to end this, Ozzy? I guess we know
how
to
end
it. All right, brother. Good night.
You too.